At CSET 2011, this is Michael Off, and we spoke last year about the same time with Krista Earle with AFB, American Foundation for the Blind, and thanks for taking a minute. It's going to get us up to speed on kind of what's happened over the last year with AFB. I guess the big change is, you know, with your monthly publication.
That's big news. That's right. Access World used to be bi-monthly, and now it's monthly, which is a big step in the right direction. It's become much more popular. It was always popular before, and so now we have twice as many articles and twice as often, and there's an alert that goes out every month. It used to be Access World Extra, which was very nice, extra content. Now it's table of contents and you know, come read Access World. So that's one big change. Another big change is in Career Connect. That's our employment area on the website, and we just launched Career Clusters, which is kind of a really neat feature. It used to be if you were interested, it's especially useful for young people trying to figure out what kind of career they want to go into. So it used to be if you said, "Oh, I want to be a lawyer. Maybe I want to be a judge. Maybe I want to be fill in the blank." Then you had to research each of these individual things. So we pulled them together into clusters. So law is a cluster. So you see all about a little quick summary of attorneys, judges, court recorders, and all those sorts of things in one area. And then we have a message board that goes with that. So we have mentors who are on the message boards answering users' questions about particular careers or particular fields. And we'll be rolling out more clusters as time goes by. So we started with three, and we'll be launching more over the summer. Another big thing in Career Connect is the Job Seeker course. So that's especially for teens and young adults who want to learn what the job search process or career selection process is all about. So that's a fun and interesting and free online course that users can take. And professionals can make use of it by signing themselves up and then giving each of their students, if they're a teacher, say, or a guidance counselor, or maybe they're a rehab counselor, give each one of the people they're working with a code, and then they can work together. The professional can add some supervision and assistance to the job seekers. That aspect is mostly intended for, say, high school kids or that people who have somebody to support them in their job search. Family Connect, that's our big news. Family Connect is our website for parents of kids with visual impairments, and we just launched a whole new set of social networking features that help parents find other parents. That's the biggest thing parents want to do, is talk to other parents with kids like their kid. So parents can sign up and find other parents with a child in the same age group as theirs, or in the same state, or with the same eye condition, or any combination of those things, and then they can make friends with really anybody on the website. But it offers them names in those categories. That's been very popular. It's really taken off fast with the parents who are already on Family Connect. Senior Site launched a whole area for eye care professionals. A lot of people go to the eye doctor, and the eye doctor tells them, "Well, you have this, you have glaucoma, or you have macular degeneration, or you have diabetic retinopathy, or fill in the blank. There's nothing medically I can do." And then the eye care professional really doesn't know what to do next. They just send them home, and people have to go figure out how to go about finding, how do I learn cane travel? How do I learn how to pour coffee? All those kinds of things that people, how do I get talking books? They just don't know that stuff that the rest of us kind of take for granted. So this is a section to give eye care professionals what the next step ought to be. So that's a new thing on Senior Site. And I don't remember if last year we had launched, or if it was after CSUN, a whole section on Family Connect in Spanish. So we have a lot of information in Spanish now. Family Connect, which is the one for parents of kids with visual impairments, tons of Spanish. And Senior Site now has lots and lots of information in Spanish too. So lots more content in Spanish, and more on the way.
So how does the social networking component work? I mean, parents who want to make themselves available via Facebook or Twitter, or do they actually register through the site and say, "I'm available to speak with any other parent of a blind child and just share my information and experiences"? How does it work?
Yeah, it's on Family Connect. So we already had a registration area on Family Connect, so people would sign up, mostly the message boards. So people would sign up for the message boards and give a little bit of information. Their name, they'd make up a screen name, they'd put in their child's date of birth, and that way we could send them information about that age group. Organizations would put in, they're having a reading club for kids or summer camps or all those kinds of things. So we would send them out based on the child's age. So we already had that in place. That's been around and very popular. Now parents can come to Family Connect, fill in a lot more information if they want to. It's completely optional, of course. And it's also not available to Google or anything like that. So it's only available to other parents on the website. It's not even available to professionals on the website. If they don't have a child with a visual impairment, it's only for parents with children with visual impairments to see their personal information. And they have a lot of control over how much personal information they can share. So they can make it really simple. All right, my name, and the state I live in, and I'm going to put up a paragraph, or they can go further if they want to with selected people. So they, once they've signed up, they decide, okay, I'm going to see if I can find some other parents. They sign up, and then it offers them parents that match. So maybe it's parents in their state, or it's parents of kids with that visual impairment, and they can select to be friends or not. An email goes out to the other parent, and the other parent can come back, and they can sign up. A little bit like Facebook in that respect. The big difference from Facebook is they're not matching based on people they know. They're matching on those three characteristics of their child: the state, the eye condition, and the age group. So, and then after that, they can put status up. They can comment on each other's status updates, so they can have a dialogue among the friends connected on the website, or they can put up their own status information back and forth from one parent to the other, or just a parent can just kind of have a long-running commentary about maybe their child just started school and they have a lot to say. It's the new school year, and so every couple of days they've got more news. Oh, we had an IEP meeting. Oh, we've got a new teacher. Oh, I can't get any books in accessible format. I don't know where to go. So it can be a whole long series of discussions, and so the parents that they friended can all participate in that process. So it's way nicer than the message boards because it doesn't have to be public for the whole world to see.
And then there's the variance between different states and the services that they get, even school districts within a state, I should say,
Right. That's a big area where parents talk to each other a lot about, well, so now I just moved, or now I'm going to move, or, it's way different over here. And so the parents get together a lot on the message boards on those kinds of things.
Or just advocacy, how to advocate.
There's a lot of that, and the parents really help each other in that area. And of course, we have a lot of information on the site. We have lots and lots of articles on those kinds of things, and the parents read them. But what the parents really, really crave is other parents who are going through similar things, or even better, somebody who went through it last year or the year before. That's really what the parents have told us they're looking for, and so that's what Family Connect is really giving them now. So that we just launched. Those new features are probably 3 weeks old, so maybe less than that. So if parents are familiar with Family Connect and they haven't seen these features, it's probably because they haven't checked in the last couple of weeks.
Right, so if you've looked before, by all means, go back and check out. And
right. So, and
the new innovations
here. Really taken off. We sent an alert out to parents, and a lot of them came in and filled out their profiles and started connecting already. So,
I want to ask you about Access World. With taking on a new editor and going monthly, has it changed the direction of the types of articles that you post?
Well, that's a good question. That's really a Lee question. We've had some change in direction, but I don't know if it's because it's monthly. We've had to have a lot more authors, and so we're much broader than we were before. We can do more things. And we used to have somebody who was really good on cell phones, somebody who was really good on screen readers, somebody who was really good on video magnifiers. And then, we had lots of people who were good on other things, but we were very strong in a few areas. And now we have a lot of strength in much broader areas. Oh, did I mention medical devices was another strong area? A lot of interest in diabetes information. So we've broadened out a lot, and a lot of little reviews, articles on websites and web features and, that kind of thing. So
you do actually pay individuals who contribute articles, right?
So our authors are paid. That's right. And we, which helps us get, very quality. Lee has really built an excellent group of recurring authors and frequent contributors, and he's working on building that base even further. So the paying the authors helps a lot. That's a good point, because in our field, people expect a lot of people to do things for free, and you can.
Not in our field, Krista.
I mean, the blindness.
Oh, there you are.
I know it's a shock, but everybody's a volunteer. I'm not criticizing volunteerism. It's a wonderful thing, and without volunteers, we wouldn't get anything done. But It's good to pay people for their expertise and build further expertise in the field.
Find all these off of AFB.org, or do you have other specific websites?
And FamilyConnect.org.
Okay, FamilyConnect.org. At CSUN 2011, for Cerro Talk, this is Michael Off.